Crossman's Crash Course in Writing with Style. Step 4, Depth. Much as we sometimes gloss over the issue of writing in business these days, there's simply no arguing with the fact that strong writing supports the bottom line. While many factors affect a person's ability to use the written word to communicate powerfully, I enjoy talking about style because it speaks to our individuality. If you missed my first few podcasts on style and are interested in the topic, I invite you to listen to my overview, as well as my podcasts on grammatical accuracy, smooth linkages, and liveliness. Today's podcast is about depth, and by that I mean careful use of analogies, metaphors, mood, and the judicious use of questions. I look at depth in writing as similar to the seasoning in a great meal. You can get along without it, but you enjoy yourself much more when it's deftly applied. Not everyone is adept at creating depth in writing, and in truth, it's one of the issues that I personally have had to work on in my own writing journey. I am by nature a very, very analytical person, and although I have a creative streak a mile wide and 10 kilometers deep, I tend to default to the clinical in my writing. That's a safe place to be in the business world, but it can get boring for readers. If my goal is to engage my audience and keep them leaning forward in their chairs to hear what else I have to say, then I need to stir things up a bit. I do that by layering in some depth. Here's how I do it. Analogies. An analogy is a comparison between two different things in order to highlight some point of similarity and clarify meaning. Here's an example. Our short-term memory is like the RAM on a computer. It's available for the here and now, but not necessarily available for the long haul. Next is metaphors. A metaphor expresses the unfamiliar in terms of the familiar. For example, when I mentioned above that depth in writing is similar to the seasoning in a great meal, I was speaking metaphorically. Mood. In grammatical terms, mood refers to one of three forms of expression. Number one, the indicative relates to a statement of fact. My computer does not have enough RAM is an example of the indicative mood. Number two is the imperative, and it relates to a command. Make sure you ensure you have enough RAM on your computer. That's the imperative. And number three is the subjunctive, and it more or less relates to statements that imply doubt about the truth or accuracy of a situation. So here's an example of that. If I were a millionaire, I would have many computers. But I'm not a millionaire, right? Another way of embedding liveliness and depth into your writing is to post questions. I don't generally like to use questions in copy, but they are sometimes valuable from a promotional perspective. Example, are you interested in information about your industry that nobody else knows? So some of these techniques require a writer to take a chance in their work, and that's sometimes a scary prospect. So I recommend people play with these techniques in non-essential documents first. While not everybody connects writing with fun, I think the key to doing it well lies in the concept of taking the leash off your creative side just enough to add some color mix. We're each on our own writing continuum, and unless we nudge ourselves into unknown territory from time to time, we never can improve. If you'd like more information about how I might be able to bring my skills and services as a writer, author, editor, and book coach to your projects and business ideas, I invite you to check out my website at www.crossmancommunications.com, or you can email me directly at susan@crossmancommunications.com. Thanks for listening.